Ruins of Hampi, the places of worship. The temples dedicated to different gods in Hampi intrigued me. But while researching, I realized that between the 14th and the 16th centuries CE, four different dynasties ruled the once prosperous Vijayanagar, a capital city that was a rich trading hub. While these rulers built the royal structures we find in the ruins of Hampi today, these dynasts of different faiths also left behind another mixed yet rich legacy, the temples of different deities. You will find the temples dedicated to Shiva, Rama, Vishnu, Krishna, and Vanara god Hanuman all over Hampi. The temples of Hampi. Not all temples are from the medieval era. Some date back to the 2nd and the 3rd centuries CE. Hampi also finds reference in the Indian epic Ramayana as Kishkindha, the Vanar kingdom of King Bali, Sugriv, and Hanuman. As we set out to explore the temples of Hampi, a soft-spoken local auto rickshaw driver offered to take us around. He mentioned that his name, Pampa, is another name for Hampi. Besides Pampa, other names of Hampi are Hampe, Kishkindha Kshetra, and of course, Vijayanagar. Before setting out from Hampi Bazaar, we had a look at the famed 7th century Virupaksha Temple. Its gopuram is 166 feet high. It is a temple dedicated to Lord Virupaksha, the manifestation of Lord Shiva as the consort of local goddess Pampa Devi. From here, we set out for a walk along the south bank of River Tungabhadra. The key cluster here comprises the Kodandarama, Yantradharaka Anjaneya or Hanuman, Ranganatha, and Varaha temples. There are more, but then I have not seen them all. Temple backstories and more. Inside Kodandarama temple, there are idols of Lord Rama, his brother Lakshman, and his wife Sita, carved out of a single boulder. Legend has it that Lord Rama had killed Vanar King Bali and crowned his brother Sugriv as the king of Kishkindha here. It is one of the oldest places of worship in Karnataka. Yantradharaka Anjaneya or Hanuman temple is on a hilltop just behind the Kodandarama temple. Locals believe Lord Ram met Hanuman here for the first time. Another legend about the temple is that Sri Vyasaraj used to draw an image of Lord Hanuman in charcoal and pray here. By the time his prayers would finish, the Hanuman image would disappear. Sri Vyasaraj pleaded with Lord Hanuman not to vanish. The Lord appeared and asked Sri Vyasaraj to constrain him in a six-sided amulet. And now, that is the idol we see inside. An inconspicuous ruin nearby houses the Ranganatha temple. The idol inside depicts Vishnu resting on the snake Anant. It is best to visit the temple during daylight because the Sanctum Sanctorum is dark. The idol in Varaha temple is missing, but the elaborate stone carvings all around its precinct take your breath away. Besides many sculptures here, the one of specific interest is the sculpted insignia of Vijayanagar Empire that comprises the sun, the moon, a dagger, and a boar. This 13th century temple dedicated to the Varaha or boar incarnation of Lord Vishnu has stunning architecture. A god in every stone. From here, we walked further north along the river and discovered shivlingas, idols, and inscriptions sprinkled across the stones and boulders, many that get covered in Tungabhadra waters during the monsoons. These ranged from a single shivling with Nandi and devotees to sets of multiple Shivlingas, inscriptions in ancient Kannada to idols of assorted gods and goddesses, carved stones to prayer caves and more. We visited some more temples, but I'll take you through those in the next post. Till then, consider planning a visit to Hampi, the largest open-air heritage museum in the world. Pin this heritage.